T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy New Year, Bo. How you doing, buddy?
You still saying Happy New Year?
What's the statute of limitations on that? Like
today's weekend.
The middle of January?
Today's the last day. No, today's the last day.
I think this weekend for me.
This weekend's it?
Today's the last business day.
Yeah.
Boy, stay warm today. Get yourself a little of something brown to drink. Keep yourself warm tonight, fellas.
Have you started yet or no? Have you started yet or not till the kids go to bed?
As soon as I'm done with you.
That's it.
I'm going to sneak it.
Hammer time.
Oh, sneak attack,
I'm going to do some Kentucky coffee because I don't like them seeing me do it. So I'm going to go with a little Kentucky coffee.
You're going stealth.
In a nice, probably in some sort of the Yeti. I'll probably do that.
Yeah.
Attaboy. There you go.
Are you somebody who walks around with a flask?
No. If I were to go to, let's say I was to go to watch a University of Montana football game in late November.
Then you're in.
Then that's a flask game.
I remember one of my buddies.
You want to do that.
One of my buddies years ago, one of my first friends to get married, gave me a flask as like, you know, I was
that's
his.
Nice.
It was a beautiful flask. I still have it, but I have never used it once.
I have 7 of them.
Never used it once.
How many weddings
I
have you?
I got them all from weddings.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I use them. They're functional for me. They're not just like on a, you know, a mantle.
I got it basically on a mantle. Basically.
Yeah.
You know?
Does it have your initials engraved in it?
It says Adam.
You know,
on
the
it.
One of mine, the one that means the most to me was the wedding I was at with my cousin who he married Britney Spears, his first cousin. And I was in a wedding with Britney Spears. And on the flask, it just says Pals. And if you're old enough to remember the movie Young Guns, that was what was inscribed on Billy the Kid's grave was Pals.
That one means the most to me. Wait a sec. Hold the phone here.
Yeah.
I've never.
Brittany, did you talk to her? Did you dance with her?
Hold, stop. Wait a second.
Right.
You were in a wedding.
That's right.
You were a groomsman, and she was a bridesmaid.
That's right.
No, you're lying.
Yeah. Did you walk down the aisle with her?
I'll show you the picture someday. She was 16. It was right before Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh,
I was a freshman in college. And all I knew, the wedding was in Montana. The only thing that we knew about her was that she was on the Mickey Mouse Club, but I didn't even know what that was. So she was just like some little starlet that everyone
was
supposed to pay attention to.
Well, she's on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, right. But I'd never seen the Mickey Mouse Club, so I didn't even know what that was.
So a year later, she's the schoolgirl and Baby Hit Me One More Time.
Not 6 months later.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in my dorm room on MTV and that comes on. I went, oh my God, did I blow it?
Wow.
What a mistake. Now it might have been legal because I think, you know, it's Montana. Probably would have got away with it.
Bo, you have pictures. You have photographic evidence of this wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to
see these. I have to see these.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, I do.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
Pretty wild.
Hey, Bo.
They're divorced now, so it didn't last.
Oh, that's very sad.
The memories do.
Yeah, they do. Memories do.
Yeah. What percentage of the weddings that you got flasks in are the couples still together? What do you know the percentage of, Ann?
50%.
That's not bad. That's about the national average.
Yeah, 4 flasks, 50%. 2 in, 2 out.
Yeah, cool. Hey, Bo, speaking of celebrations and parties, big party going on in downtown Cleveland tomorrow. Will you be there for the Browns' perfect season parade?
There's not a sum of money that would get me to go down there.
But I mean, I suppose everyone has
a price, like a million and a half.
Right.
You know, that would probably make me do it. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't understand the point of it. I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know what.
Surprise,
I just think it's kind of silly.
You're against it? You're anti?
Bo, you'd go down there if I'm anti.
I'm more ambivalent. I just don't care.
If I said I have a flask of a Pappy Van Winkle waiting for you, you'd be down there.
Well, yeah, and if you and I can, then we have a, you know, maybe we have a, like, can you have open fires down there? Like if I wanted to have a fire pit,
maybe.
Could we do that?
I don't know all the ordinances for this.
We'd have to make sure it passed ordinances. But like if you had an open flame and a little of the high end stuff. You know, I might go down there and have a conversation. I mean, that might work, but I would never be a willing participant.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I just think it's real silly. Yeah. I just think there's bigger fish to fry in the world than worrying about that.
True, but, you know, people are having fun with it, and I don't know. I'm a supporter. I'm certainly not going, but
let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
And I know we continue to reside in Northeast Ohio, but are you surprised at the lack of conversation about 0-16 nationally? Because I haven't heard any of it. I haven't heard a word. I mean, I hear it here locally because we live here. But in terms of national, like, I haven't heard anybody even bring it up. It's almost like when I remember when the Lions did it, and there was a lot of dialogue. But with this one, it doesn't seem like there is much.
You're right,
like,
to some degree.
Happened and it's gone.
You're right to some degree, and I think I wonder if the Browns have been such a laughing stock for so long that it doesn't stand out as much, because they've just been such an embarrassment and such a punching bag in terms of talking football that in the end, you know, 1-15, 0-16, it's just the Browns. I wonder if that's why it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think the worst thing you can be is irrelevant. Right? I mean, irrelevant to your fan base, irrelevant nationally. I mean, then no one talks about you. So I've actually been a little surprised that there hasn't been more conversation about it. I mean, I didn't even really hear a whole lot of outrage about, you know, nationally about Hugh coming back. I mean, locally, certainly. But nationally, I didn't really hear a lot of it either. It's kind of like it happened and we moved on. And it's, I mean, God, guys, honestly, it's like I don't even know if the Browns are in the National Football League. It's kind of the feeling I get. Like they're just kind of this franchise that exists, you know, in their own orbit. It's an odd thing to me.
Yeah. Bo, let's talk quarterbacks a little bit here.
Please.
I forget. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're a Baker guy, aren't you?
I do. I love him. I probably wouldn't take him number one overall right now.
So who's your top choice?
I do love him as a player, and I think Lincoln Riley will think about the way he called the fourth quarter and overtime in the football game for the rest of his life.
What was he doing?
You know, I just think he's too... You know, the moment got the best of him, and you know, the play calling, he just really turtled up. It was shocking, because I thought he called the most brilliant first half of football that I've seen on the college level in a very long time. The stuff they were doing, that reverse pass they threw to Baker, I've never seen that play before, where the quarterback looks like he's going to block on the reverse, then he slips out and catches the ball from the receiver. I'd never seen that play before. They had a bunch of stuff that was new and inventive. And I saw the same stuff when they played Ohio State. I just left that Ohio State going, well, boy, this guy's one of the smartest play callers I've ever seen. And then in the second half of game against Georgia, he just stopped. And he stopped trusting the best player in college football. It was befuddling, and he'll go to his grave regretting it, because those opportunities don't come around often to choke out a team and get to a national championship game. And I think Baker deserved better, and, you know, Riley will regret that, I think, forever. But I do love him as a player.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm Team Rosen.
Yeah! But I got Bull on Team Rosen.
I do have worries about his injuries, though, Bull.
Yes.
I'm sure you do, too.
Me too.
You know, I worry about that. I have a feeling when it comes down to it, the Browns will take Darnold, and that'll be the way it'll go.
Mm. We'll see. I like him, but not as much.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame, though, because I honestly think that Oklahoma could win the national championship.
I think they're the best team in college football this year.
Yeah.
And I think they were undone by a piss-poor coaching job in the second half of a national semifinal.
It was a choke job by a young coach.
It was total choke.
Job.
I've never seen... I mean, it was as big a choke as we've seen, Fox. Yeah. I don't know, you know... I mean, the play calling, I just have never seen... You have the best player on the field by 100 miles who can make every throw and can make everything happen, and you just go away from him. I mean, he didn't even get a throw in the one overtime.
The first overtime, he didn't even throw it. You know, when a team kicks a field goal at the top inning of an overtime... The team at the bottom of the overtime, you go win the damn game. You're salivating, and they got so conservative. I mean, I'm sick over, because I want to watch Baker on Monday.
On the second overtime, Dustin, it's fourth and two, and he kicks a field goal knowing that they can't tackle Georgia. Like, you know, Georgia's getting seven.
I'd have went for it.
I would have went for it too.
That you conceded the game at that point.
You gave them the game.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Alabama's going to win this, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so. But, I mean, I've been down on Georgia dead wrong. I mean, I got to give Georgia credit. This Jake Fromm kid's come along all season, and he's gotten better and better. And, you know, he was no shrieking violet in the fourth quarter in the overtimes. He made some throws. So, but Alabama, I just feel like we're headed. You remember when Alabama played LSU for the national title, and they just kind of strangled them? Mm-hmm. I think they won like 19-0. Like, I could see that happening with Alabama.
Here's the thing.
Strangle out a win.
Guys, here's the thing. Jalen Hurts, if he's bottled up, I think that's the key. And frankly, Clemson kind of did that to some degree. If Clemson had a capable quarterback, he's young.
Yeah.
This kid's young. But Jake Fromm, I think he'll have some success. He'll have a chance.
you're going to have a chance to make some throws.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the blueprint of beating Alabama, there's two ways you can do it. Number one, you have a mobile quarterback who gives Nick Saban fits, always have, going back to Johnny and everybody in between. Or you have a quarterback with a big arm and running backs who you have to get his safeties a yard and a half further back than they're used to playing. We saw that with Ohio State in 2014. And you could see that with Georgia with their two backs. And but Fromm's got to take some shots.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't take shots and Alabama's allowed to crowd, they're just too beastly up front. I think, you know, Fromm has got to make plays for Georgia to keep it close and certainly to try and win.
He's good, but again, like you said, young quarterback, this ain't Oklahoma's defense. It's Alabama.
No.
That's a much higher level of defense. So
isn't Jennings not playing for Bama, though?
What's that, buddy?
Isn't Jennings not playing for Bama with their linebackers?
That was the last I heard. I know, you know, it was a couple days out, so that can change, but that was the last I heard, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's out. All right. Well, Bo, you know, we had Chris Landry has been, you know, on with us every Wednesday. And
of course. I love that segment you guys do with him, by the way.
It's
the best segment in radio in Cleveland.
Thank you very much, Bo. Especially when Dustin and he got into it.
All right. I like that.
It was fantastic.
We made up.
It was great.
We made up.
But, you know, I actually like this idea. You know, it came out today. They say they're not going to do an 18 playoff. Who knows? Whatever. It'll happen eventually, probably. But Chris's suggestion, and I love it, is have the bowl season and then pick the four teams. So in other words, you know, like, let's say right now we pick the four teams. If you were picking the four teams right now, it would be what? Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State? Would the fourth team be Wisconsin? Would it be Central UCF?
Oklahoma still.
UCF?
It'd probably still be Oklahoma.
Mm, still be Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
The only problem with that is you're going to go into February, you know, playing college football.
Well,
is
yeah, I think you'd have
you're
to push
go with that.
Maybe you'd have to push things up a little bit. Who knows?
Yeah, you'd have to change. I think you could. I think very easily you could do eight, and I think very easily in order to do eight. And we may have talked about this last week on the show, Dustin. I can't remember, but when I pinched hit for bowl. But you know, if you do eight and you just play that weekend after the Heisman, you have that open weekend. You play that round of eight the weekend after the Heisman on home sites. Play that week, and then play the playoff the normal way that you play the playoff. And the losers of the eight games can fill the other bowl games. That'd be a simple way to do eight. And then you could do a game on a home site and play. You know, if it played out that way, like this year, Ohio State, if they're the five seed, they're playing in Tuscaloosa.
How amazing would that be?
The Heisman. You think that'd get ratings?
I mean, my gosh, I don't understand why. Like, why do they keep? We know they're going to do it eventually. So why?
I think it's because they don't want to upset the bowls because the bowls have all the money. I mean, the bowls are a cartel, is what they are, and so they want to make sure that they keep those bowls. I mean, you see how much money those bowl guys make that run those bowls. So you know, I think that's a cartel, and they're trying to make sure that they stay relevant and make sure that they stay in the money. So my guess is that's what that's about, and they haven't found out a way to go to eight and keep the bowls involved in it without this thing spilling into the middle of January. But an easy way to do it would just to play the round of eight games, either you know the weekend after the Heisman would be a simple fix and just play them on home sites, and then you still have all the bowls and you still have the playoff.
It's a great idea. They should do it. I think eventually
there's too much money.
Right.
You know, there's too much money. I mean, the third week of December. Are you kidding me? Think about what some of those games would have been. You know, when you start going 1 through 8, 1, 8, 2, 7, 3, 6, 4, 5.
Yep.
I mean, an Ohio State-Alabama game in Tuscaloosa in the middle of December?
Be amazing.
That rate?
Yeah,
I think
that'd
so.
Be great. And not every matchup's going to be that sexy, but still, it's, you know,
no,
it's,
but
it's
even,
awesome.
What was Penn State? Penn State would have been like the 7, you know, Wisconsin would have, you know, I mean, you had 3 Big Ten teams in it.
Yeah.
They would have been traveling to play, you know, UCF, where's UCF fitting that? Where's Auburn? You know, I mean,
right.
there's a lot of fun to be had 1 through 8.
And how do you do it? Do you make the conference winners all automatic qualifiers, and do you make the best, you know, not the best non-power five school gets an automatic bid, and then 2 wild cards, or is it just 3 wild cards? You know, how you got to
figure that. I mean, I think if a non-power five is there, that, you know, not every year is one,
right,
you know,
so you,
worthy.
So you say maybe the best non-power five, as long as they're ranked in the top, you know, 12 or 15.
Absolutely.
Like
yeah.
You
know,
gotta
way to do that.
Got to be ranked
that. Yeah.
High. All right. Very good. Who you got into the NFL playoffs this weekend?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be into the NFC. I think those are some good ones. The AFC is tougher. You know, I mean, that's the thing that's so difficult about watching, you know, what we watch on Sundays is the AFC, aside from, you know, the Patriots and Steelers, there's not much worth watching there from an aesthetically pleasing standpoint. I think the NFC, well, I mean, Carolina, New Orleans will be fun. I mean, that's going to be a boatload of fun. I look forward to watching that game. So that, yeah, I mean, I'll watch all of it. I'll watch the FCS game. That's tomorrow at noon, isn't it? In Frisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you
go.
Bo's into it. Bo knows about it.
People who know about that.
See, I had no clue that game was even going on.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. You love the FCS. I love that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll check that out.
Big game.
Very good.
Big game. Yeah.
12 noon.
NDSU. I mean, they're kind of the 1AA equivalent of Mount Union. You know, that's kind of, they haven't done it as long, but I mean,
right.
They're a straight up dynasty, what they've done. And I mean, if you've been to Fargo, North Dakota, you know what type of challenge that is.
Yeah, I haven't been to Fargo, North Dakota.
No, there's no reason for you to go.
James Madison hasn't lost to an FCS opponent since 2015, and that was Colgate. 2015.
There you go.
And they're playing tomorrow, undefeated.
Yeah, that's Battle of the Titans there.
Big time.
Colgate, in upstate New York.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Bo, good stuff, buddy.
All right, boys. Talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
There he is, our buddy Bo Bishop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.